PR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Tough story out of Brazoria County this weekend. A mother shot four of her children in her car and then called authorities. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has those details this morning. He's with me live. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. 31-year-old Anaida Romulus is facing charges of murder and assault with a deadly weapon after shooting all four of her children, reportedly killing two and seriously injuring the other two. Brazoria County Sheriff Bo Stallman, speaking at a press conference, says the shootings have shaken the core of Brazoria County.
I want to thank the people of Brazoria County and our surrounding communities, the prayers, the messages and support shown for these children, and also for the first responders involved in this, mean more to us than what words can express. It is impossible to make sense of a senseless tragedy, but we will do everything we can to seek justice for these children.
The two injured children were life-flighted to a Houston hospital. They are reported in stable condition. Romulus, meanwhile, being held on $14 million bond.
All right, Tom, what else can you tell me about Romulus? Have authorities provided any more information about her?
The interesting thing about this case is this all started in Montgomery County. That's where she lives. And she drove into Brazoria County and either had shot her children either in Montgomery or Brazoria County, and then pulled over at this gas station in Brazoria County and called police.
All right, we'll stay on top of this case for you here on News 88.7. Meanwhile, the Houston Avenue Bridge was struck by another semi-truck last night. Just last month, the bridge was hit three times in less than a week. The crash was cleared overnight, but plenty of debris was spread out over the road, blocking multiple lanes. There are plans to remove the Houston Avenue Bridge entirely. However, work for that project is not set to begin until 2027. The November election is less than a month away, and today is the last day to register to vote. News 88.7's Kyle McClenaghan has more on what to expect this year.
Today is also the last day for voters to update their current voter registration. Speaking on Hello Houston, Harris County Clerk and Chief Elections Officer Tanisha Hudspeth said residents should check with their local county election office.
And you can make sure that your voter registration information is up to date.
All Texas residents will vote on 17 state constitutional amendments. Some Houston area residents will vote in a special election to fill the 18th congressional district seat. There will also be a special election to fill the citywide at-large position 4 seat on the Houston City Council. Early voting will run October 20th to the 31st. Polls on Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th, will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The deadline to request a mail ballot for the November election is October 24th. More information can be found in our voting guide at HoustonPublicMedia.org. I'm Kyle McClenaghan, News 88.7.
In sports, the Texans beat the Ravens 44-10 yesterday. They get their second win in a row. College football, the University of Texas lost to Florida 29-21 on Saturday. The Longhorns have now fallen out of the top 25 after ranking number one overall to start the season. I'm Matt Harrop, News.